Comparison. It's something that we do from elementary school to high school English, but it's also a way that we tend to view our value to the world. It's an unhealthy thing to do, but I'm pretty sure most of us do it anyway. Hi guys, I am David, and you guys are listening to Random Radio, and this is a weird intro for me, but we'll get back to that here towards the end of the episode. Anyway, today, in case you couldn't tell, we are talking about comparison, and I actually want to start off with the second thing I said in the intro there, with that this is kind of a way that we compare ourselves, like we compare ourselves to others in order to kind of view our value, which is kind of weird and backwards, but it's fine. It's what we do. And while I'm going to say that, yes, it is a relatively wrong thing to do, it can have relative benefits if you keep it under control. So to start off, I just want to share a quick example of it. I'm David Bolander, as you know. I've had a math class with a David Moore, a few years now. It used to be that I would compare myself to him all the time. I was like, yeah, he's so much smarter than me, and he's got all the friends, he's got, you know, he plays a sport, he plays multiple sports. I quickly realized, or not quickly, but I realized that this is kind of hurting me just a little bit, and it's at no fault to him. It's entirely me, because I'm the one doing the comparing, right? So I eventually ended up kind of learning to be like, well, you know, yeah, he has all these things, but I'm also me, and I do my own stuff, right? Or I would just think, well, okay, I'm me, you know, it's, I don't have to be the absolute best. I don't have to be the best David either. but anyway... that was a little sidetrack, but anyway, comparison, it's when you basically are finding the similarities between two things, right? Which is not actually what most of us do. It's, from what I can understand, it's a relatively not well-known fact that comparison is the comparison, or the finding the similarities between two or more things, right? While contrasting is finding the differences, as far as I'm aware. And I always get kind of annoyed when English teachers say, yeah, compare these two things, and then they say, well, actually, they're totally different, and that's why you're and that's what you're comparing, is the fact that they're totally different. And I'm like, no, that's not comparing, that's contrasting, right? Because it's finding the contrasts. It's like if you have contrasting colors. Sorry, I keep pronouncing that strangely. If you have contrasting colors, they are different colors, but they kind of mesh together, and you're finding how that works, right? As opposed to comparing two different colors, which would be, well, yeah, this one, these both have a little bit of blue. They have a little bit of green too. They're kind of a tealish color, but they're slightly different, right? And so oftentimes, when we end up contrasting, just by nature, when we try to compare something. One of the things that I'm just kind of like, I'm only just kind of realizing how much of an impact this has, is that when you compare yourselves to others, it kind of just makes you feel worse. At least that's what I've noticed, is that when the moment that you start comparing yourself to everybody else in a negative and destructive manner, then you start feeling terrible, which makes sense. But I have noticed that it can actually have a couple of benefits. Like, for example, if you're one of my teachers, then you might have seen me looking up around during tests. That is because I am nervous about the fact that, oh, I might actually be doing something a little bit too fast, right? Or I'm doing something a little bit too slow, and I'm overthinking it, right? And so I I just do a quick glance around. I make sure not to touch or not to look at anybody's papers, but I just look and see, okay, is everybody still working on the test? Good, I'm on par. But that's, yeah, that's why I do that. It's just kind of a habit for me because and so what I'm doing there is I am comparing my progress to everybody else's progress, basically just by seeing, have they completed the test yet? Right? Or is she even done passing out the paper yet? And am I done already? Right? And so that can be helpful for me to understand, like, if I am overthinking something, because I tend to overthink things a lot, or if I am underthinking it and it is a lot more complicated than I think, and I should be using this other rule, right? Which is kind of cheating, kind of not, because if you think about it, in the real world, you will undoubtedly be able to ask Google anything, which makes most tests kind of irrelevant. Kind of irrelevant, kind of not. Although, to be fair, if you're learning a concept in under a week, then I'd say that's pretty good. That's a lot faster than you'd probably learn something from Google with a fair bit less struggle. But anyway, it has one benefit there for me, and then also we tend to comparison shop. What I mean by that is that, like, when you're looking at a product that you want to buy, like, say, a new laptop, then you will oftentimes, especially if it's more expensive, then you will look at one brand versus another brand, and you will see how they're similar, how they're different, you know, figure out which one is the best for you, right? Which can be very, very helpful in the manner of then you're getting the best bang for your buck, right? So you're not going to spend $3,000 on something that really isn't going to work for you, but yeah, it has higher stats. Well, that's not what you need. What you need is more disk space. What you need is more RAM, right? Versus a new graphics card. And so it can be very helpful to get you the best deal, is what I'm saying. And then, comparison is a weird thing to try to talk about, especially not scripted. but it's a very interesting and intriguing concept, and I would love to look more into it, but I'm also kind of busy. That's wrapping up kind of what I wanted to talk about for comparison. So if you don't want to, listen to me talk about, situational stuff, meaning that if this video is over a month old or something of that nature, then feel free to click off now. But let's get going into some of the situational stuff that's going on. So, the last few episodes I've uploaded, I realized, are absolutely terrible. I genuinely don't like them, and it's because I was so low energy during that entire time in my life. I was just so, so low energy, partially because I was having a job, and I was trying to transition into school stuff, and I just wasn't feeling great because allergies. Allergies and getting sick and randomly getting hurt and stuff like that. And so what I'm doing to kind of rectify that is that I'm going to do kind of what I'm doing in this episode, where I'm starting off with a decently high energy topic overview or intro, and then introducing myself and the podcast, and then going into it. And then after I'm done actually going through all that stuff, then just kind of going over all the situational stuff, because I noticed that that's kind of what was bogging me down, is that when I would start introducing myself, and I would just ramble on and on and on for over like 5-10 minutes just about situational stuff, right? And I don't want to, and that would oftentimes leave me like losing a lot of quality over the rest of the video, right? And so I'm going to try to stick that stuff right at the end as opposed to at the beginning, because it just doesn't work for me, and it doesn't give me the amount of time that I want for it. Next up, mental health wise, I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty good. I will say something to note is that these days, I don't know why, but these days just kind of seem to be blurring together lately. I think that it's just because I found a routine and, you know, I found something that I want to do. But when I look back, then I can still see my progress, right? And so if you ever, so like over these last few episodes, I'm sure I've sounded very depressed. And that was partially because I'm getting in back into the swing of having a routine, doing all the things normally, right? Which I wasn't used to. And so I was just very stressed out, very tired, and still am tired and a little stressed out, but it's fine. I'm doing a lot better now. But it's just a thing that I've been trying to learn how to do lately, because I genuinely think I forgot how to do that, which is kind of concerning, considering my memory, but it's fine. But anyway, I think that that's all I wanted to talk about today. I'm hoping to have another episode out here in just a couple weeks. Not this coming Monday, but the following Monday. I'm hoping. It might very well not happen, but whatever. And by the way, one of the reasons why I haven't been posting as often is simply either I forget literally every single day, or I am not motivated enough to do it, right? I usually end up having the time to do it just because I wake up early-ish in the morning, and I drop a friend off at school, and then I have like 2 hours, or I have like an hour and a half, where I don't have to be at school yet, and so I have the time to podcast, but I just don't have the motivation to do it, or I just forget to do it. But yeah, that's why I haven't been posting consistently, and that is also why this is going to be coming out on a Thursday or a Friday, as opposed to a Monday, right? Anyway, that is actually the end of what I wanted to talk about. So thank you guys so very much for listening. I hope you guys have a good rest of your whenever you're watching this or listening to this. And have a good time. Yeah, and you guys have been listening to Random Radio. And I am David Bolander. Thanks again for listening.